Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. Week 12 might have been the craziest yet. First off, New Mexico shocked the world by beating nationally ranked Washington State for their first ranked win since 2003, keeping their bowl hopes alive. Boise State notched an impressive win over San Jose State, officially knocking the Spartans out of the conference championship hunt. Not to be left out of the upset fun, Air Force embarrassed Oregon State by blanking them 28-0. We'll touch base with UNLV and Colorado State, who took care of business this week, and we'll end the show with our game of the week, with the Colorado State Rams trying to win their sixth straight game on the road against a well-rested Fresno State squad. Big time episode this week. Let's dive in. First up, the most consequential game of the week was Boise State outlasting San Jose State 35-21 in CEFCU Stadium. San Jose State had a halftime lead and they were up in the second half in this game, so Boise State had to sweat this one out, but they were able to put together two fourth quarter touchdown drives to put this game away. Ashton Genty did his normal work with over 150 rushing yards and three touchdowns. He's now just two touchdowns away from breaking the Boise State single season record, and in this game actually he broke the single season record for rushing yards for the Broncos that was set by Jay Ajayi about a decade ago. Like we talked about last week, we knew that San Jose State was going to rack up the passing yards. There was no doubt about that. It would be the turnovers that told the story here. So Walker Egitt had over 400 passing yards. Justin Lockhart and Nick Nash combined for basically 300 receiving yards and two touchdowns, but they had four turnovers in total, two interceptions and two fumbles, and that's just not going to cut it against a Boise State offense that leaves no room for error. So four turnovers is absolutely not going to cut it, and that's really the main reason why the Spartans are now on the outside looking in of the conference championship. Moving on to the most shocking headline of the week, with Bronco Mendenhall and New Mexico pulling off a stunning upset against Washington State. They were down by double digits at halftime and they were able to put together a monstrous second half comeback. Devin Dampierre had his third rushing touchdown of the day with just a few seconds to spare on the clock. That put the Lobos up 38-35, and after batting down a Hail Mary attempt as time expired, the Lobo faithful rushed the field, and it was just an incredible scene to watch. Bronco Mendenhall said it best in his post-game press conference. I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, "I would like to take a moment and highlight that the University of New Mexico field was just stormed, and I don't know the last time that that's happened," which is a very good point. I don't know if that's ever happened in Lobo football history. I could be wrong. A testament to what Bronco Mendenhall has done with this program. Devin Dampierre has turned into arguably the most dynamic and talented quarterback in the Mountain West. He had 367 total yards and four touchdowns. The Lobos rushing offense as a whole has been incredible over the last few weeks. Against the Cougars, they had 360 rushing yards. They were averaging over 7 yards a carry. They played to their strengths in this one, and despite being banged up on the defensive side of the ball, they were able to buck up and only give up 7 points in the second half. So just a tremendous effort from all facets of this Lobos team to get this upset. Just a monumental moment for this program. They started the year with a loss to an FCS school in Montana State, and despite all that, they've gotten to 5 wins for their first time since, I believe, 2016. They have a chance to get back to a bowl game if they can beat Hawaii in their final game of the year after their bye week this week. There's not too much left to be said, but Bronco Mendenhall has just transformed this New Mexico program in a whirlwind amount of time. Also, we'll touch on the other two front runners in the Mountain West, Colorado State and UNLV. On Friday night, the Rams were able to take care of business against Wyoming in the Border War and take back the Bronze Boot Trophy for the first time in, I believe, 6 or 7 years. They won this game 24-10. They took care of business, had that same kind of grinded out mentality that they've had throughout this 5-game winning streak that has really transformed the entire mood around this program and Jay Norvell. This is their first 5-game winning streak since 2014, and if they can win their final 2 games of the year, they will be locked into the Mountain West Championship all but assuredly against Boise State, which would just be an incredible accomplishment if they get into the Mountain West Championship at 9-3. Of course, that's that's easier said than done. They have a huge game coming up at Fresno State. That's the game of the week. We'll talk about that in a minute. And they end the year against Utah State on Senior Day, who is not to be taken lightly. They just took Hawaii behind the woodshed, beating them 55-10. So it looks like they're starting to put it all together. A little bit late for them, but maybe they can spoil Colorado State's magical season. But Colorado State continuing to do what they've done throughout this last five games, and that's just grind it out and get wins. As for UNLV, they were also able to take care of business, beating San Diego State 41-20. It was a typical day for them with a lot of flashy plays from your Hodge Malik Williams, your Ricky White III, your Jacob DeJesus's. Their final two games of the year are at San Jose State next week, and they finish the year on Senior Day against Nevada in the battle for the Fremont Cannon. And like we've talked about at length throughout this year, they do need Colorado State to drop one of their next two games to get another shot at Boise State. Even if they win these last two games, if Colorado State finishes 9-3, then UNLV won't be going to the Mountain West Championship, and they definitely won't be going to the College Football Playoff. But if hypothetically UNLV wins their final two games and Colorado State drops one of their final two games, then there would be a tiebreaker scenario, because the Rebels and Rams have not played each other this year, so they would both be finishing 5-1 in conference in this hypothetical scenario. And I don't really know what the tiebreaker is. It might be strength of schedule, it might be point differential, I'm not really sure. We'll have to wait and see on that. But if Colorado State were to lose their final two games of the year, that would kind of simplify things. They would drop to two losses in conference, UNLV would only have one, they'd slide right into that rematch with Boise State. A lot of potential scenarios, but it is going to be a combination of Boise State, Colorado State, and UNLV in the conference championship game. We do know that for a fact at this point. Our final game to go over was another big time upset that nobody saw coming, and that was Air Force absolutely destroying Oregon State 28-0. This was just a beautiful performance from Troy Calhoun and Air Force. I had a lot of concerns, rightly so, after their rough start to the season, but these last 2 weeks they've really started to put it together. It looks like they've really found their quarterback in the future in Quinton Hayes, back-to-back games with multiple touchdowns for him, and the Air Force defense is finally starting to look like their old selves. Against a admittedly not incredible Oregon State offense, they only allowed 175 total yards, and they had five sacks as well. So just a banner day from Air Force. This looks a lot like the team that we saw last year from them that was nationally ranked, that started 8-0. So obviously Air Force not going to go to a bowl game this year. This is more just building blocks towards next season. But it is definitely a very encouraging sign to see Troy Calhoun and the Falcons show some life down the stretch of this 2024 season. And finally, let's end the show with our game of the week, with the red hot Colorado State Rams traveling to Fresno State and the Red Wave. Of course, the Bulldogs are coming off of two straight losses, but they did have a bye week to prepare for this game to heal up a little bit. I'm sure they've been watching film all throughout these last 2 weeks, and I expect that their extra preparation and time to heal is going to show a bit in the first half. I think Colorado State's going to fall behind a bit. We have seen that their offensive explosiveness has still not really been there throughout this five-game stretch. They've had some home run hitters like Avery Morrow, and Caleb Goody on the outside has also had a couple of big home runs, but for the most part, it's been a little bit lacking on the explosive plays, so I think that Colorado State is going to fall behind early. I think the Red Wave is really going to get the stadium rocking and going to make some people concerned looking at that score. I think Braden Fowler-Nicolosi is really going to put together a brilliant second half to lead the Rams to the cusp of a Mountain West championship berth. He played one of the best games of his season against Wyoming, and I think he is just going to get better and better as he gets more comfortable in this new form of Colorado State offense. My predicted final: Colorado State 37, Fresno State 28. That is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're on the home stretch of the football season, so make sure to come right back to the mountain to see the photo finish. Also, I promise our basketball team previews will be coming out this week for all 11 teams, complete with my interviews from Media Days. Also, you definitely want to check out the college football or college basketball depth chart tracker. You can find the links to both on our website, mwcconnection.com, or in the description of this episode on your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at mwcconnection and find all of your Mountain West news at mwcconnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Plan on a few extra hikes this week with our basketball previews coming out. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the mountain.